minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 122. Tommy Jacket, where are you?
Mate, same place as I was yesterday, Collingwood.
Great.
Another day, another dollar.
Is it freezing cold in Collingwood?
Mate, it's absolutely freezing cold. And here's the thing. I've got, like, the heaters, I'm just concerned about the cost. I never thought I was going to be one of these people. Whereas my old man used to be, you know, brutal about having a heater on. And I couldn't quite work it out whether it was just he didn't like the... And I still don't know whether he was being a tight ass with the money.
Or he just didn't like the temperature.
Yeah. But he turns PowerPoints off at the plug, so... And then he once arced up when I said, this is just annoying. It's like the inconvenience of having to turn it back on. Yeah, but you save, you know, it was like five bucks a quarter or something.
Really? Like, yeah, well, that was the thing. Yeah, yeah. I got severely sunburned one year. Like, really, I didn't think I got sunburned, and it just turns out that I didn't go in the sun. And Bree and I were living in Port Melbourne, and I spent 4 hours in the sun. And so it was an amount of time where I wasn't realizing how burnt I was getting.
Mm.
And I got home, and I was red all over, and it was really bad. And Bree said to me, she's like, oh, we can't have the... I wanted to sleep with the aircon on. And Bree's like, nah, it's going to cost too much money. I said to her, I was like, it's either we have the aircon on or you take me to the hospital, because it was so bad.
A bit over-dramatized. So I've been thinking about the cost of what the heater that we got in my office space is costing. Yeah. So I did like a calculation. They reckon it's going to be an added $100 a month to the bill.
I mean, that's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'd rather that than per quarter. Per month.
Per month.
So yeah, if you were to have it on for 6 or 7 hours a day. So I get it. You become your parent. You understand the realities that they were facing of life actually costs money and comfort. Like, fuck, our home electricity bill was $500 for the quarter or something. It seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember we had a lot of conversations around the power, and just I would always be leaving lights on and stuff like that. And same with my dad, would be flicking him off and going berserk about it. But yeah, no, I feel like I've gotten a lot better about it too. But so it's freezing cold, basically, where you are, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's freezing cold. And I caught up with my brother today. He's still in the office. Mikey. Have you met Mikey?
Mm-hmm. We met at your at Bodie's birthday.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. He met the photographer, which was you.
I did take some photos and did a little video.
Yeah, it's great. You hired help. No, I was having coffee with him today, and I saw, like, on his key rings was this. It looked like almost like a mini mag light. You know what they look like? Or like
I think I know,
like,
what you
mean. Torch.
Yeah, sure.
And then I was like, what's this? And I started unscrewing it. And then I thought it was going to be the thing that you put earbuds into. Have you seen those? People, like, who go to concerts a lot, there's like little capsule things that you can put to your key rings that have earbuds in them. It's usually for people who have tinnitus. Amy actually has one that you can, so you just chuck them in so you don't have injured ears. But it wasn't that. I unscrewed it and he tapped out these little tablets. And it wasn't ecstasy. It was lactose tablets, because he's lactose intolerant. So if he wants to smash a full cream latte or a cheese platter, he can just down a couple of these.
Do you remember that I had a potential client reach out to me about this specific product? And the thing was, the confusing thing about it was that they couldn't... Actually, it wasn't for dairy. It was for gluten. But the problem
that... That was the client I handballed you.
Yeah. But the thing was that they basically couldn't say anything. They were sort of between a rock and a hard place, because they wanted to target people who couldn't eat gluten, but they couldn't say that they were for celiac. There were basically all these restrictions around it, so it's a bit bullshit. So does it actually work? Is he drinking a litre of milk and not shitting himself?
No, he just said for the occasion that I need to eat something. It seems bizarre. The anti-shit yourself tablets.
Yeah, it's the anti-laxative. Is he... So he can't eat dairy? Is he dairy intolerant or something?
Well, he's a soy boy like you.
Soy boy, yeah, fuck. Bree actually went on... Bree and I had Aperol spritz yesterday and they were massive, massive cups. And before you knew it, we were... really tipsy. I fell asleep on the street. But I was tired as well. But Brie had this whole thing talking about how I am a bit of a soy boy, but she likes that I'm sometimes a bit sort of blokey and then I'm also a soy boy.
I love it. So this is the week of my... I'm just milking it. The week of my wedding anniversary. But 2 years ago... And it's a sore spot for you, isn't it? Not getting the invite to my wedding.
It's very hurtful. But that's okay. I get it. I get it. It's our you can relationship. Only pick one best man.
Yeah. and then just don't invite the guy that came in second.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, but JJ, I remember that conversation. It was like, JJ, would you still come to the wedding if you couldn't be the best man? I'm like, bro, I only do the top. I only do the best bits. I'm either the groom or the best man. Won't even MC. Yeah. Not interested.
And you were booked out to be the videographer. Yeah.
Exactly.
But there's a story. Mikey, can you come around here? So this story, it was like Mikey had thought that it was my 21st, not my bloody wedding, that he was telling this story at. Come here.
This is a common thing that people do is they take the speech too far.
All right, I'm outsourcing the podcaster from my end to my brother now.
Great.
So I'm going to put him on. Here he is. Here you go. Put that on.
He's putting on the headphones on right now. And Mikey, you just speak howdy. You just speak in directly into the microphone. You should be okay. You got your puffer jacket on. Is Tommy turned off the heater to save costs, or is it still too cold?
He said he wasn't allowed to have it on. Too expensive.
So it was like a 21st birthday, Tommy's saying. What happened?
It was the wedding speech.
Yeah, the wedding speech about the incident with the hose.
So this is one of those stories that as a kid growing up was one that I just used just to, you know, trash talk Tommy. Just gave me a bit of the upper hand, you know, as a brother. You need to just keep your younger brothers in their place.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, when you grow up into an adult, you start to appreciate those stories and you actually want to hear them, even if they're about yourself. So Tommy loves this story. But essentially, I have this vivid memory of just watching telly in the lounge room, as you do, just whatever cartoon at the time. And Tommy was in quite a bit of pain and I could hear that. And so I had to go and explore what was the cause of this pain. And I just have this image of him out on the back deck with naked. And so you've got to imagine, like he's maybe seven at the time, I reckon.
Yeah.
So I would have been 11 or 12. He was seven or eight. And so he's out on the back deck. Dad's a pretty serious character by nature, so he was in solution mode. And Tommy had an erection that he couldn't get down. And he was in such a state of panic that Dad just had to fix it. And so he's like, just hold still. And he had this cold... it was either from the hose or a cold pot of water, and he was pouring the water on his cock, on his erection, just trying to help him get it down. And Tommy was literally in tears. It's an interesting image. It's very
clear. How did it go over at the wedding?
I think it got a few laughs. I think it painted a good picture of, you know, Tommy and his life struggles.
I feel like that's it's probably going to trigger him for the rest of his life now.
Yeah.
But, all right. And so, how old was he, did you say?
I think he was seven. I reckon he was around seven. He was small. He was a little... He was maybe young. Look, it was six or seven. Maybe let's call it between 5 and 10.
So he wasn't 17. He wasn't 17.
No, he wasn't 17. He knew what to do with it by then.
Funny, outrageous. Well, how was the wedding anyway? Because I wasn't invited. Was it good?
Yeah, the wedding was good. Yeah, I wore a GoPro on my head for the speech. Actually, do you have that footage?
I do.
I've never watched
any footage. Any footage that I could see, just so I get a bit of a glimpse, it'd be great. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Mikey.
No worries, mate. See you, Josh.
Catch ya.
G'day, mate.
That's nearly as good as my squeegee story.
You know what? I think about whether I can remember or not, and I do remember the times that I must have been a thing. Would wake up with one, as you do if you're a man. Mm-hmm. I've even noticed Bodhi. He's been waking up with little boners. It's the most bizarre thing on earth.
I didn't realise that you had... I can't remember getting a boner until I was like 12 or something.
What did you just say, Michael? When do they go from being a boner to an erection?
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
when you become an adult,
about 8.
About 8. But no, I do remember it happening. God,
I'm glad we're able to second day in a row bring enough smut to the show, especially the first 10 minutes.
Well, let me just tell you, Smut Connects, Gemma Watts, shout out to you, emailed through on hi@thedailytalkshow.com. And did you see that?
No, I haven't seen the emails, mate. It's 6 hilarious. A.m. here in Italy.
Oh, yeah, true. So yesterday we were just talking about that, the big D&B, the drawing in the sand or whatever it is that I found on Google Satellite. And she said, nothing quite compares to the dick drawn with weed killer at my high school in 2008. And then she showed us a photo, sent us a link to a news.com article. The kids had gone out onto the oval. It's hilarious. It's huge. And so...
Man. I remember we were going to do stuff like that at our school, but the year before that, people put oil on the roundabout, so were sliding off the roundabout. So since then, they were like really strict about anything happening. This is amazing. On news.com.au, I'm just looking at the photo.
my old man used to tell me a story. I used to tell my dad, and I used to say to my dad, can you tell me some stories from the olden days? Anyway, he used to tell me the story from when he was in high school, and it was like their equivalent of muck-up day.
Would he let
like
you
that.
Put the heater on when he told the story? So that way, turn the heater on, mate. Sit down.
No, I will say the Jacket household, we had central heating, and it wasn't allowed to go over a certain level, but it was always warm. So we had a nice...
Oh, that's nice.
But here's the downside. We didn't get... air conditioning until I was about 17.
Oh, well, you know, just before we go into the your dad's story, the thing with the aircon, this is one of the biggest annoyances as a kid, which looking back is extremely privileged situation, but we had air conditioning, but it was the shit aircon that requires you to open the doors, all the windows. Evaporative,
what?
Is it called? Yeah, it's the dumbest. It's the dumbest aircon. It's like, it's hot out. Let's open up all the doors and try and make it cool. I remember I was just lusting for a refrigerated aircon where we could close the doors.
It's so evaporative. It's using the moisture in the air to... Is that what it does? Yeah, so they're the ones you put water into them, and you can put cold water into them and it makes it go a bit colder? Is that
never
the one?
Put cold. Never put water in it.
The problem is if it's stinking dry heat, they're useless.
Yeah, so. And the other thing too, but the big pain point in our household when we were in Listerfield South was the pool heater. you would, you know, if mum and dad were away or whatever, you'd put it on like 33 degrees or whatever. It was sort of ear infection inducing stuff, but they would crack it.
Well, yeah, so my old man, he said at his high school, the kid lifted the one of the principals had a mini moke. Like a mini. No, it wouldn't be. We spoke about the mini mokes on this show once. It's like a fun boy. It's basically looks like a golf cart on with the top off. Anyway, it's like a tiny little four-wheel drive with no top. This was a mini, and so they lifted this mini over into a netball court that had like a small sort of knee-high fence around it. That was just sealing it off. And so they lifted it over this barrier so that the guy couldn't get the car out. It's genius.
How upset would you be, though?
You'd be cut. The rumour was at my high school that I went to, Wesley College, that there's this old grand staircase up to one of the top floors. And supposedly, the rumour was, I think I even did this as a phoner on...
Shepparton Radio.
Shepparton to get people to tell us their muck-up day stories. The rumour was that people brought a cow to school and they took it up the stairs and you can't actually have a cow. A cow won't walk downstairs. They can go up, but they can't come down.
That's a really good troll.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I mean, a bit of animal cruelty, but...
Is that cruel?
I mean,
as long as they're not, as long as they didn't have to put the cow down, could you imagine? Just like we're going to have to get the police out and get the shotgun. That would be horrendous. Hey, I want to bring a segment. I don't think we've really got any official segments, do we?
Well, we've got no structure if we're talking about dicks 2 days in a row.
Yeah, it's true. But the maybe that could be it's Tommy Smutty segment. Maybe we could turn that into a thing.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of that. So,
but no, I want to start a segment. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I've still got my. I don't know if this is hay fever. I might just be sick, but I think I'm going to be better by tomorrow. I'm just going to give a big cough, and then I'm going to announce the segment. Here we go. Ready?
It has to start with a cough every single time.
I can do that. It's called Life Traps with Josh. Okay, so Traps with Josh. I was going to do a music intro, but then I thought it would slow down my editing time because I'd have to insert it every time.
Yeah, true.
But
just quickly, creative idea on how you could have actually had a music bed created was finding a busker because they're everywhere in Italy. Just playing some beautiful music, just record it on your iPhone. There's our royalty-free music.
I'd be worried about being hustled.
True.
So, life traps. So, we all hear about life hacks. It's, you know, how to hack things in life to get the most out of it. The thing that I've been observing a lot lately and what we need to worry about is life traps, where it's these things that set up in life to trap us, and I'm here to expose them.
Good.
How does this sound?
Well, I'm always about an expose.
Okay. So I've got a bunch of them, but I'm only going to do one, maybe one a day. Maybe that's too much. Maybe do it one a week. I've got a few, but
one per segment.
I'm going to do one a segment, but I'm wondering whether I do it this segment every single day, but I feel like that requires a discussion with you and I because that could turn into a whole show. But first life trap was experienced 2 days ago when ordering a focaccia. Is that how you say it? I don't know.
Oh, mate, we've gone over that in length. Focaccia?
I should know, given it's I'm in Italy, but I'm such an idiot. It took me like 2 days to realise that that's what it was. I just thought it was sort of pizza slicey type things that were in squares. And then Bree's like, "Do you want another focaccia?" I'm like, "I haven't had one yet." And she's like, "You ate one before." but anyway, we were ordering a focaccia, and it was 120 euros. Very cheap, don't you think?
$1.20, brilliant.
Yeah, well, you're as bad as Brie. €1.20 isn't $1.20. It's like $2.
But anyway. Here's the thing, though. If you're in Europe and you're converting the money and you're away for 3 months, you've got a difficult trip ahead of you. You just got to treat it like you're paying $4 for a coffee in Australia or €4 in Europe for a coffee.
No. You definitely do not do it. That is the worst advice I've ever heard. I think anyone listening would agree.
I think it's transferable, though, because when you do travel, things are very similar. I know you double it, but coffees everywhere in Europe are usually costing between $2.80 and $4.80, which is around about the same price but in a different currency, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, because if something was €2.50, it would be nearly a $5 coffee.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's a similar price when you're in the country. I know it's when you translate it. The problem is don't be trying to convert every purchase. It's a nightmare.
I think that's a massive trap that you're falling into. If anyone has heard the advice that euros and dollars are the same thing and treat them the same way.
It's not what I'm saying.
Okay. It sounds like it a lot. Go on. You can keep explaining yourself if you want to.
You wouldn't eat an ice cream if you were converting it every time. So you end up paying like €8,
which is... You're making it like that I'm having to do some sort of fucking equation that involves pie. Sometimes I'm eating pie, don't get me wrong. But we're literally talking about just doubling it as a conservative number is a good way of doing it. So if I've got a cappuccino and I spend €5, that €5 is actually looking like $8.
I know.
And so that's the psychology of it too, is some things will look cheaper where it's like, oh man, pizza's only €10, that is still $19, which isn't crazy. I think it's good. I would strongly disagree with your argument just to treat them as one for one.
Well, no, treating them one for one, because otherwise what the fuck are you eating or drinking? You're not going to find similar prices in Europe as you do in Australia. $4 for a coffee is...
You're doing it for tourist traps, which is also, part of the whole life traps, is that you can see gelati. Like, you need to be able to ascertain, are they trying to rip us off here? So you need to have some sort of sense of, like, what did we pay for coffee last time? So we can make sure that we're not paying an exorbitant... Because we saw, examples where it was, €4 for a coffee, but then we had coffee at another place and it was for, €1. So then we knew, this is a touristy bit. But
okay, so you're on the lookout. You're on the lookout for a life trap.
So I ordered the focaccia. I said the first bit in Italian. I was really proud. I think I said uno San Daniela. I think was the name of the focaccia that I wanted. Uno San Daniela, por favore. And she then had a slicer, and she was sort of showed me where she was slicing it. I was that looks like... I just sort of nodded. Yeah. Anyway, it was... She then gave me the price, and it was €5.40. My thought was that it was €1.20. And this has gotten me before, and it's got nothing to do with them and everything to do with me. But on the sign, which I just completely ignored and didn't really connect the two together, next to the €1.20 sign, it said, what did it say? 100 grams. It's the old weight. But I don't think they were trying to scam me at all. But it reminds me of 2012 South Melbourne Coles. I bought a watermelon because it said 80 cents. Ended up costing me $11. Because I thought, I'd never bought a watermelon in my life. And I was like, I didn't realize watermelons were this cheap. So I carried this whole... And I got to the checkout and they said $11. And I was so embarrassed about it that I just ended up taking it to work.
Yeah.
A whole fucking watermelon.
So funny. I've done that same thing with watermelon. That's the trap. The watermelon trap. That's definitely...
If you ever see a bloke carrying a watermelon in Coles, you know that they've fucked up. They've got no idea. They're about to learn a valuable lesson. Do you know what? You know what? Do you know what I'm going to do as a bonus? Because this is the celebratory first inaugural life trap. I'll do a bonus one.
I mean, I don't know if that's how you keep the longevity in it.
Well, here we go. Another life trap. I don't know how to avoid this necessarily, but you order water. Yeah, you go to a supermarket or whatever. You order water.
You buy water or ordering? Are you ordering a cup of water or buying a bottle?
Oh, no, you're buying a bottle of water because you don't want to drink the water around here. So you're buying bottles everywhere you go. And they're quite inexpensive compared to, say, your Mount Franklin and stuff in Melbourne. Anyway, a side note on the water bottle. Some of the plastic is so thin that I had a situation 2 days ago where I was opening the bottle of water and I was just holding the bottle a little bit too tight and I lost half the bottle on me. And then I kept pressing it. I kept like accidentally, like your instinct in that moment is to hold it firmer. And I was just, people thought I was fucking crazy because I was in the middle of the street tipping water on me. And Bree's like, stop it. I'm like, I can't.
Have one Negroni and you have any wet t-shirt competition with yourself.
Hey, what is a Negroni? Is that another, is that like an Aperol?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, that's what I mean. Aperol. But there is Aperol. Negroni's like, actually, you have one Negroni, you'd be on the floor. Negroni's like a pretty hard cocktail. It's just got quite a few substances in it. So
No, thanks. But that wasn't the life trap. The life trap is ordering water, especially when it's not in English or not in your native language. You take a sip and you get the biggest shock of your life when it's fizzy water. Is there anything more confronting? You think that there's the 2 seconds when you sip that you think you're getting poisoned because you have no idea. It shocks. You don't know, you're not expecting bubbles, and especially when they're the little bubbles, so they trick you. That got me yesterday where I nearly had a heart attack.
Well, I'd be happy. I mean, the only problem, I wouldn't find it such a trap if I was drinking water, but I once opened up a Nippy's milk. I don't know if that's an Australian brand. You know Nippy's? A box
strawberry,
of milk.
Chocolate.
Yeah, I had a coffee flavoured one. I took one sip of it and it was fizzy. So if milk's fizzy, then you're done.
Why was
that's
it fizzy?
Off,
it was
off milk. It was completely off. It was fizzing in my mouth because that's how off it was.
That's disgusting. And so, that is an issue. That is the whole fizzy water thing is a massive life trap, and it's extending now beyond that, which is also so many of these waters now are doing different flavours. So you think you're getting a normal, like you're getting a green bottle and you just think it's a bit quirky brand. Oh, yeah. Trying to do something different with water and it's got lime in it.
What I love when I'm travelling is seeing how wrong Melbourne have got something and what you could actually bring home. You know, I always think, why don't they just send out some people around the world to find the best of the best and then we just implement that and you have utopia?
That sounds like almost a TV show idea.
Best of the best, yeah. But why not? So what, like, I know in Tel Aviv, like, the beaches had the best showers, water bottle refills. It was, like, crazy. It was like state of the art. But why, like, how does a country like Australia not have that? So keep an eye out, Josh.
Well, interestingly, I did some work with some farmers, like in the agricultural industry, a few months ago, and they were talking about they go to places like Israel for irrigation research. Apparently, they're really good with irrigation. So they do send over groups of people, but they're not doing it at the level that is different types of water or Coca-Cola flavours. Fun fact about that, the reason that peanut butter M&Ms aren't in Australia is because one of the ingredients that are in the formula is actually banned in Australia. So they're reformulating it, but it's not their top priority. They actually have a few other flavours that they're working on, including, I believe, like an Oreo or cookie flavour.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie and cream flavour, which I... I heard from my mate at Mars. So that's exciting times.
Have you got into any of the Ferrero products in Italy? Because in the supermarkets, the mini supermarkets, there's
like weird... the Buono or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. But there's like even like these little cake things. Nutella.
Nah. We haven't been doing much of the grocery stuff. I've been like meal replacing sometimes with gelati, which has been amazing. Mm. But
it's what you do when you're in Italy.
Yeah.
Because this is the shit that gets me going. Can you take a photo of any weird? Can you buy something weird from a supermarket that is very much the opposite of what they sell in Australia and post it and eat it? Show just do a little review.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be as bad as I think was it. Man, there was some stuff, Tahor, I think, in... I had some stuff in the Philippines, which was pretty... it wasn't my cup of tea. There was one thing which was like an egg, which is like got the little fucking bird in it, which was horrendous. I couldn't eat that. And then there was another one, I think it was called Tahor, because there's a guy who walks along the streets yelling it in the morning, and it's some sort of like soy drink, and obviously I don't drink soy and can't stand the stuff, but I did try it. It wasn't that great. Hey, before we go, I've got a marketing idea for the Daily Talk Show. Wanted to run by you.
Always up for that. Do you want feedback on your segment?
No thanks. No, not from you. Not from you, but hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any life trappings, life traps, I may have used the two that I'd written down already.
That was my only feedback. Just be careful of threading three into one.
Yeah, it could have been, yeah, the fizzy water one. That was its own Trello card. I wrote fizzy poison. but I need to move some of the stuff across because I already spoke about no chicken salt and my tinted moisturizer and my fudge shop story.
Now we're doing a debrief of our podcast happenings, the behind the scenes.
This is the admin section, guys, because we're talking about getting close. This is the boardroom. We're talking marketing for the Daily Talk Show. And I was thinking about how can we do something that's got cut through, that's not what everyone else is doing? I was sitting on the canals yesterday and I had my water bottle and I was really worried that I was going to drop it in there and then people were going to shame me for being a litterer. Mm. And in the moment, I was like, oh, I started thinking about messages in a bottle. And then it got me thinking, I'm like, what Christine a cool Aguilera. Strategy. What a bit, yeah. Good reference. I don't know that. So how does that go?
I'm a genie bottle, baby. Come
and
on, let me out.
Please stop. Message in a bottle, different to genie in a bottle. How about that as a tactic for the Daily Talk Show? You and I could get a bunch of glass bottles, put our URL or like a small note, asking them to listen to the Daily Talk Show and even give us a review on iTunes or the podcast Apple app and see what sort of cut through. What do you think? First impressions?
Yeah, look, I think there's probably not enough value. I think we offer a valued show. Our show is valuable, but probably for someone who's just walking along the beach and seen a bottle, it probably needs an incentive, an activation code. Or go to this website, thedailytalkshow.com/message-in-a-bottle, and there they can claim a prize.
It feels too brand activation-y. I think that it needs to be something where they feel like, man, this feels like a sign. I found, because if you found a bottle and it had a message in it, I feel like if it said, you're going to be very wealthy soon, you'd absolutely be like, fuck, this is the world telling me this. So I feel like we have the attention of our audience. So I think that we could just say to them, you need this in your life with a link.
Look, I'm willing to get involved.
Are you willing to do it all for me?
It's a 5-year strategy because it might not actually come back until 5 years later.
But what I wasn't sure on was the environmental impact. Is it not okay nowadays to do the whole message in the bottle because of the environment?
I think it, yeah, well, I'm sure you would have people getting upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you want to go down the route. It's okay. It's not a plastic bottle, so it's okay.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's all right. We won't do it.
Although, I would like to see you do it in Venice.
No, I've fucking cracked it. I've cracked it. I'm not doing it. I'll just fucking do Facebook ads.
Yeah, probably. You're probably going to get a few more results.
We don't know. I think the message in the bottle thing would be really powerful.
Well, look, if you support Josh's message in the bottle, hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Or yeah. If you don't...
If you live near a beach, if you live near somewhere that you could... If we gave you the tools, i.e. a bottle and a message, if you would be a willing participant... You're near a beach, you're near some form of water. Preferably, it should be attached to an ocean because a lake would be quite boring, I'd assume.
You're outsourcing your litter. You've just outsourced.
It does seem like this big conspiracy theory, doesn't it?
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's all fine. All right.
No, help us get the message out there. Maybe not in a bottle. Subscribe to the podcast. It helps.
I don't know if there's anyone listening that's not subscribing, do you think? Especially these episodes, and it's not like we're leveraging Mike, names.
Are you subscribed to our podcast? Yeah. Yeah, I thought he might have not been, but he is.
There you go.
So that was a fail.
Oh, that was nice. Well, hopefully, I wanted to say it up front, I sound like shit at the moment, which must be driving
people You sound better
insane.
Than you when you started. No, you sound better good. Than when you first started.
Oh, great. But yeah, am I in Venice tomorrow? Yes, yeah, so I'll be in Venice tomorrow. So we'll be doing it live again from me being in Venice, and then I'll be off to Florence. So from Monday, I'll be in Florence, and then on Friday we'll have a guest episode. I haven't worked out which guest.
Oh but, yeah, I actually was thinking that.
Yeah,
who have we got on? We'll work that out by tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please send us your emails if you are listening. We love hearing from you, what you're liking, what you're hating, whether you do live near a beach. You don't even have to be willing to do the bottle bit yet. We can talk numbers. We can work it out. But we just need people who are near waterways. Let's say that waterways. If you are near a waterway, please be in contact, and maybe we can send you some stickers. We're saying to get some. Instagrams of people sending through stickers to Russell, Sean, they've received their stickers. If you do receive them and you've put them on something interesting, send us an email as well. Anything else, TJ, before we go?
No, that's about it.
All right. Okay, well,
all right,
bye
guys.
Everyone. Have a good
See
one.
See you guys.